Praise the Lord, Rainbow Bible Church, and all our other friends that are watching. I know on Facebook I've had several of my friends say, hey, we've been watching your services, and so we want to welcome everybody. You know, as we deal with this crisis that we're in our country, it's interrupted our life as we know it. And things have changed. One of the things that has changed, and I hope that it gets people back to the way it used to be when families actually did things together and were together. But you know, in this time, it seems like we're in a combat zone. Of course, I've spent 3 years in Uncle Sam's Army, so I never had to actually go in combat, but I was in some areas and did some training. And if we're not careful, as we face our life here with all of the changes and everything, and it's day by day, almost hour by hour, everything is changing. And we've got to realize that we cannot have anxiety, fear, and panic. And so I just want to talk to you for a little bit this morning about how to combat anxiety, fear, and panic. We've got to learn, when these things are knocking at the door, we've got to learn what to do. And so I want to look at some things from the Word of God that will help us not to be anxious and fearful and panicky during these times. You know, I want to read from I posted this on March the 20th on my Facebook, and I want to read this. It says, I'm talking about myself here. I came into the world at the beginning of World War II, and in my 80 years, I've never seen anything like this. Men are asking me, what should we do? Well, this is my answer. Let me encourage you, stay in faith, but also do what is necessary in the natural. Of course, that's right in line with my saying, the natural and the supernatural coming together make the explosive force for God. I want to encourage you to remember 2 Timothy 1:7, we've not been given a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. Also, I want to direct your attention to Psalms 91:10, no plague shall come near your dwelling. So let us put our faith in God and do what we need to do in the natural, and we'll get through this. There is a natural side that we must deal with, and there's a spiritual side. In the natural, we follow all the healthy boundaries that has been directed to us by the CDC and our other officials. You know, we wash our hands. We observe not being in close contact with one another, no physical contact. Don't meet in large crowds. Limit our personal interaction as much as possible. That's why we're doing these services online. Somebody said, oh, they're trying to keep us from having church. They're not trying to keep us from having church. In fact, the officials are encouraging, because of our technology that we have now, the officials are encouraging that we continue to have church, but do it this way so that we are doing what is necessary in the natural. My father, who is recognized as one of the leaders of the faith movement of the last century, he always said, the Bible says that we to do what we need to know, what we do in the natural, what we know to do in the natural, I guess I should say, and then we add what we know the Bible tells us to do from the spiritual side. I guess that's where I get my saying from, of the natural and the supernatural coming together. So on the spiritual side, we've got to continue to encourage ourselves in the Lord. If you're not careful, you will let all of the things that are coming at us, they will begin to overwhelm us, and and we'll get in anxiety, we get in fear, and even some people get in panic. So on the spiritual side, let's look at some things in the Word of God. In 1 Samuel 30, verse number 6, "And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people were grieved, every man for his son and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord." Now let me go back and put some historical record with this, or biblical record really. David and his men had went off to battle and fought. They came back to their town of Ziklag. The Amalekites had came in and had raided the town, taken off all their wives and their children, and had burned the city. And now the men were so greatly distressed in their grief, and David in his also, because he lost his family too. They blamed David, even talked of stoning him. And this is when it says, "And David encouraged himself in the Lord." The New King James says, "David strengthened himself in the Lord his God." The NLT says, "But David found strength in the Lord his God." Now, I want you to notice that David did not look to the things around him. He did not listen to what was going on around him. He didn't look at others to give him encouragement. He went to God. In the time of crisis is when we need to turn to our God. Trouble may be all around us, but we have to encourage and strengthen ourselves. We cannot let the anxiety and the fear destroy our faith in God. We look and realize what Christ did for us at Calvary. Christ died on the cross so that we could be free. We look to the promises of God for our help in the time of need. You know, as we look to these things and implement them in our life, then we will combat anxiety, fear, and panic. So I want to give you some things that I believe that will help you to combat any fear or any anxiety that you are having. First of all, let me say this: encourage yourself daily in Christ. You know, we need to declare the reality of who we are in Christ. You know, Paul said in Acts 17:28, "In him we," in the New NLT it says, "in him we live and move and exist." The New King James says, "In him we live and move and have our being." You know, this means that then we need to keep saying who we are in Christ. "I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. I'm a new person in Christ Jesus." We need to confess what we have in Christ. We need to confess what we can do in Christ. As we do this and begin to speak of these promises that we have through Christ, we are greatly encouraged. You know, what are some things we need to say? "I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I've been seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I always triumph in Christ Jesus." You know, when you just start quoting those scripture and making those confessions, all of a sudden the fear, the panic, the anxiety begins to fade away. Here, if we're going to walk in victory and triumph, then daily we need to speak the word of God that will encourage us. And now another thing that we need to do is spend time in prayer. Spend time in prayer to encourage yourself. Now, here's what Paul says in Philippians 4:6 in the NLT. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need. Thank him for all that he has done. The NIV says, do not be anxious about anything. Prayer and thanksgiving helps us to combat fear, anxiety, and panic. Whenever you pray, no matter where you are, it helps you. You know, you can pray anywhere. Some people say, well, you got to come into the church to pray. No, you can pray anywhere. You can pray at home, and that's where most of you are right now. You can pray when you're alone. You can pray with your family. You can pray when others are around. You can pray when you're actually doing some things in the natural. You know, I sometimes used to go out, and when I was getting ready for sermons and thinking about ministry, I would go out in the garage and tinker around with the kids' bicycles I'm doing something. I'm not having to think about what I'm doing, but I just pray. I'm driving down the road and I'll be driving somewhere and I'll begin to pray. See, praying and speaking the name of Jesus helps. You know, the name of Jesus is the most powerful name there is. It says that at the name of Jesus, everything has to bow. You know, speak that name that's above all names. The Bible says the name of Jesus above all names. Speak that name that has all authority. Speak that name and it releases the power of God. During crisis, make sure you maintain your daily devotional time and also speaking the name of Jesus, saying it. The Word of God says that if we say, Mark 11:23, I'm going to paraphrase it, say, if we say to the mountain, be removed, and do not doubt in our heart, but believe those things we say, we'll have what we say. We have to begin to speak to the crisis. You know, sometimes as a family, we need to get together. I know when the kids were at home before they all grew up and we, just me and Lynette, we would have our family time together. And especially around the supper meal or the dinner meal, you call it now. We used to call it breakfast, dinner, and supper when I was a kid, but they changed all of that. Isn't it funny how things changed? I mean, they changed the shipping department to the, I forgot the word now. The distribution center now instead of the shipping department. Oh, they changed stuff. Anyway, but we used to, and we would pray and we would talk. And you got to realize that your kids and your teens, they're dealing with this situation too. And they're struggling. They may not say a whole lot, but they are. And you need to be able to talk with them and pray with them. Teach them the importance of prayer. Teach them that in a crisis time is not when you panic, it's not when you go into fear, but it's when you begin to stand on the true Word of God, what the Bible says. You know, praying together as a family will help you to maintain a unity. And then that's one of the things that we talk about here at Rhema, that we're a Rhema family. Not only in the natural, but also here in the spiritual, we're a spiritual family. And we like to pray together. So that helps. Somebody said this, I don't know who said it, it says anonymous. Praying takes the anxiety out of our mind and places our trouble into God's hands so that he can do something about it. I like that, that's a good saying. Now, let me talk to you about something else that I feel that would be important to help in the time of trouble and anxiety. And that's do things that will make you laugh. Enjoy life. Proverbs 17:22 says in NLT, A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength. If you're going to stay strong, you have to keep your joy level up. Got to keep your joy level up. In Nehemiah 8:10 in the NLT, it says, "Don't be dejected and sad, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." The joy of the Lord is your strength. There is a well of joy that we need to tap into that will boost our spirits and will keep us on top. Sometimes we just have to stir ourselves up to remember what God has done for us. Sometimes in the midst of our crisis situation, we have to stop and remember what God has done and how he has delivered us before. And I say it all the time. I've seen it. We've gone through it. I have lived and through many, many different crises in this world. And God has always brought us out. This country says, "In God we trust." And if you've noticed, whenever we get in a crisis, we may not talk, they may talk about, but man, everybody begins to talk about God again. See, count your blessings. See what God has done. Remember what God has done. And at the same time that you are remembering your blessings in the spiritual, there are some things that you do in the natural that will help you to maintain your joy. You know, watch a funny video or something. Get together with family and put together a puzzle. Sit down and talk about some of the vacations that you've been on and the funny things that have happened. These things can help you to get out of the doldrums and get back into joy. There's many other things that we could mention here that will help us forget about our troubles. But we don't want to minimize the fact that fear is real. Anxiety is real, and panic is real, but it doesn't have to overtake you, and it doesn't have to rule you. I am trying to show you from the Word of God that we have things that will help us to overcome in our hour of distress. Another thing that I want to say, and some people are not going to like this, but turn off the news. Turn on worship. Now, let's read from Psalms 100, starting with the first verse. "Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing and with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us and we're his. We're his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever. His faithfulness continues to each generation." Now, too often we get caught up in watching the news and getting the latest updates. And listen, let me tell you what. We need to know about this stuff. We need to know this. But if you're not careful, if you just fill your mind with that continually, it will bring on worry. It will bring on anxiety. It'll bring on fear. We need to hear something else. We need to hear something besides what the news media is saying. We need to listen to some good worship music. You know, everybody has their own style. I have my style of music that I like. I get up. In fact, we have a deal playing. It's playing in our bedroom right now at home. It's the old song on piano, the old songs by Stan Whitmore, and it plays 24 hours a day in our bedroom. And then when I get up in the morning, I get my phone, and I got my little speaker there, and I hook it up on the Bluetooth, and I start playing the songs that minister to me. You need to play worship songs that minister to you. And mostly they will come from the era that you grew up in. When you were going to church, they will come from that era. I know my daughter, when she was in junior high and high school, her bedroom was right above ours, and I bought her for Christmas. I bought her this great big deal, you know, playing the. Back then it was cassette tapes, but had the speakers, and she had turned that thing on. And you could, and it would boom, 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 hit the floor, you know. And she is playing Amy Grant and Michael W. Smith, and I forget who all they were, because that's what she liked. And the songs that you listened to as you were growing up are the songs that minister to you the most. So find something that you can listen to, something that will help you. And enable you to rise above all of the stuff that's going on. Hey, I'm not trying to minimize it. It exists. It's real. But we do not have to live in fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear. We can triumph if we will just do some things in the, do everything we need to do in the natural and do these spiritual things also. You know, I keep getting in the vehicle, and 90% of the time I will have on my Enlighten, it's the satellite radio, or sometimes I go to my media deal and hook up to my phone and listen to my music that I have on my phone. Whatever lifts you up, listen to that. It will help you. It helps you to change your focus and get your focus off of all the crisis and all the problems. You know, it helps us and makes us conscious of the power of God. It makes us conscious of God instead of all of the troubles that we see around us. Sometimes, you know, we just got to do like, remember Paul and Silas in Acts 16, 25 and 26? I'm going to read it to you. New King James Version. Around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening. Suddenly, there was a massive earthquake, and the prison was shaken to its foundation. All the doors immediately flew open. The chains fell off of every prisoner. You know, here, when they began to sing praises to God, something happens. You can begin to sing praises. Somebody say, I can't sing. That's all right. If nobody listens, sing anyway. I do. I'm not a singer, but I sing along with my stuff, with my people that as I'm listening to them. Why? Because it helps me. Finally, one more thing I want to talk about that will help us. Remember, God is always there. Deuteronomy 31:6, NLT. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not panic before them. For the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you. Now this is God talking to the Israelites and promising to be with them and not abandon them. Actually, he's promising that to them that he will be with them and will help them come against whatever comes against them. He said, I will always be there. In essence, this is what he's really saying, the way we would say it. If they try to fight against you, they're going to have to fight against me too. You know, many times when there's brothers, they will fight among themselves, but you let somebody jump on one of the brothers and they got to fight all the brothers. And see, if the enemy comes against you, remember God is there. He's going to fight for you. You know, we got to realize that no matter what our situation, no matter what we're facing, no matter what they're telling us, God stands there with us, to be with us, to help us to come through victoriously, no matter what is coming against us, no matter what is happening. God is there with us. In Hebrews 13:5, it says, "For God said, I will never leave you. I will never abandon you." Man, we can cling to these promises. We can cling to the promises of God that I talked about and be comforted, realizing we're never alone, realizing that we can have peace in the middle of the storm, realizing that we can have joy, the joy of the Lord that keeps us strengthened. We have assurance that we don't have to fight our battle alone. God is there with us no matter what is happening around us. God is with us. He will see us through. We don't have to be anxious or fearful or panic because God is with us to take care of us. These are just some of the ways that you can combat anxiety and fear from the Word of God. But remember, God gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. It's through Jesus and who we are in Christ that helps us to be what we're supposed to be, that helps us to have victory. Perhaps if you're watching and you've never accepted Christ as your Savior, or you know what it is, but you just have lost your faith and you need to rededicate your life to God, I want you to repeat this prayer after me right now. Say it with me wherever you're at. Heavenly Father, thank you for your Son Jesus. I believe that He is the Son of God. I believe that He died for me so that I could live free. I believe that He arose from the dead and that He lives on in heaven on high right now. I thank you, Lord. You said in your holy word that if I would believe these things in my heart and confess them with my mouth, I will be saved. I thank you now that I'm a new person in Christ Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. Hey, if you happen to have prayed that prayer with us today and for salvation and rededication, I would like for you to get on your computer and go to partner services at rhema.org and let us know about it. We'd sure love to hear from you. I want to thank you again for joining us today. And remember, we'll be here tonight at 6. We'll be here Wednesday night at 7. And remember to go to our study page there and download those things that are available for you. Remember the kids' activities, the youth activities that's on there for that's on the our pages for your benefit to help you in this hour. And I want to say we're believing with you. I want to, as just before they sing a closing song, I want to say a prayer for everyone. Heavenly Father, I thank you today as we all are dealing with this crisis. I thank you that you would help all of us to not have fear and anxiety. I thank you, Father, that you are ministering healing to those that need healing. You're ministering protection to all of those that need protection, especially our medical professionals. Father, I thank you that you said that if we need wisdom, we could ask. I asked you to give wisdom to those medical professionals that are working on a cure, on a something that will help us to get through this and heal us in the natural. I thank you, Father, that you said that all good and perfect gifts comes down from the Father of lights. And I thank you that you're bringing those to help mankind in the natural. but we also thank you for what you're doing to help us on the spiritual side. We ask for protection, blessing, in Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Hey, we continue to believe God, and you believe with us to bring hope, help, and healing to a hurting world. As we leave you today, the team's going to be singing. We'll see you tonight at 6 o'clock and on Wednesday night at 7. Remember all the announcements. You can call the church office for prayer. You can bring an offering by and drop it outside. There's a locked box. Just remember, we're for you, we're with you, we're praying for you, and God will bring us through this, and we'll be greater and better than we've ever been before. God bless.